Hello and welcome to the Draft Talk Podcast, your one-stop shop for all your NFL draft needs. And we are absolutely flying at a rocket pace towards this year's draft. Less than 5 weeks away now. Crazy. But yeah, that can only mean one thing. We are cracking on with our top five series. We're going to do our internal offensive linemen today. So of course, let's get cracking. I'm your host, Brian. Joining us, as ever, these two legends, Stu and Owen. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, I hate it when you say how long there's left of the draft.
Every time I do it, and then I have a quick check before, and I'm like, it's got to be more than
that.
It
can't be that close, surely.
We do the same. We have the same conversation every year, though, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, it can't be like, oh no, it's drafts flying around the corner. It just seems to come Senior Bowl and then boom, it's just goes absolutely mental, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, so we better get cracking because we're going to run out of time very soon. So yeah, the guys have done all the scouting, they looked at all the tapes, absolutely everything. And yeah, they've ranked their top five guys. As you know, we've already done our defensive linemen, the tackles and the edge rushers. So let's crack on the other side of the ball. We're flipping across and we're starting with our guards and centres, lump them all together. So let's see what we've got. Okay. Oh, and I'm going to let you go first. So let's you go first, the last few. Sorry about that. So off you go. Who's your number five
I found really difficult to pick a number five. It's actually a really good class. There's lots of depth to this class. And I think there'll be a fair chunk of these guys go on day two, which is where I'll lump my number five interior line. When it's a guard, it's Cooper Beebe from Kansas State. And he's just an all-round good football player. And it's difficult to bet against good football players. He's got a thick frame, good density and mass. I think he's extremely refined. He's polished. He's technical. Tons and tons of experience. Versatile too. Has kicked out to guard at time, to tackle at times, sorry. Extremely intelligent player. High IQ. He's got a really good strength and power profile, and he's able to use that physicality and strength to overpower in the interior. His core strength is top notch, as the lower body strength to grind out space as a run blocker. He's got the leg drive to open up lanes, but he's also got the anchor in pass protection, which I really like. Active feet to be proactive in securing the first contact and firm grip to push defenders back. His real problem is his athleticism. Now, I think he is a better athlete than he is given credit for, but it's average at best. There's a lack of suddenness, which I think is his main flaw, that he doesn't necessarily have the movement skills to work laterally like some of the other guys we'll speak about do. He's just a bit stiff, basically. He's got no bend. He's got no real flexibility to his frame. But that's why he's a guard and not a tackle. He's going to have some help in the NFL, which will be mitigated because he has played some tackle. But I just think he's an all-round good football player and deserving to be in the top five.
He might be deserving to be in your top five. I don't have him in my top five.
I know.
Are you trying to guess my top five again? Is that what we're doing?
I know your top five.
Oh, do
I can
you
guess it?
You know it. Have you been discussing this behind the scenes? Fair
enough. No. We haven't. I know it.
Cooper Beebe ranked. I think it shows the depth of this class that I have Cooper Beebe at number nine.
Oh, God.
Interior guys. I think that lack of athleticism is really going to have him struggle against some of the quicker guys at the NFL level. Particularly his lateral movement. I think he really struggles to move side to side. Edge rushes that are going to come inside, I think he's going to struggle with that speed. I don't feel that he extends particularly well. He seems to have a bit of a shorter arms. I don't know what his actual measurables were.
He's 322. So he's got some girth to him.
Yeah. He's he lunges a little bit for me. I think he sometimes is off balance a little bit. I mean, he's a solid player. I think he's going to that day two is a good rank. I think it's just the class here is that there is a lot of good interior offensive linemen this year, but Cooper Beebe didn't make the cut for me, I'm afraid.
In which case, Stu, we'll have your number five then.
Yeah, for me, number five for me is Christian Mahogany from Boston College. He is a big downhill mauler of a player. I think he's someone whose footwork has really improved over the last couple of years. He's got a really big, strong, heavy punch. He's a heavy-handed type of guard. He pulls really well. I think he pulls into space and he's absolutely going to smash into particularly blitz and linebackers. He loves to have a bit of a duel with those kind of guys. He's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder as well. I think he plays with a nasty edge to him. I found number five really difficult, but that kind of power, nastiness, mauler attitude I really like, and that's why I've gone for Mahogany at five.
Yeah, pure unadulterated power, just violence and aggression here. Tough, he's nasty, he's violent, he's aggressive. There's all those type of superlative words apply to him here. Just an absolute bully and a menace as a run blocker, and when he can get out in space, he creates acres of space for running backs where he can grind open space to, and he's got the contact balance and the leg drive to move defenders back, strong hands to land the knockout punch when he's doing his explosiveness, and his movement skills show as a blocker, but as a puller, when he's blocking for screens especially, he's just excels at that when you get him in space. Short area quickness as well to correct, maintains a low base in pass protection. I thought his footwork was a little bit inconsistent.
It's got better. I think that's what he's improved on from last year.
Yeah, I think it's his mindset, which is violence and aggressiveness, just makes him a little bit eager, and he bites off the snap, especially on running downs. He can be a bit more patient as well in pass protection, where he can miss some assignments and some inconsistent body work in passing sets. But again, these are interior players. You can't treat them the same as tackles. And there's a little bit of impatience there, which I think stems from it. Let you in behind the curtain here that I had Cooper Beebe at number five, and 10 minutes later texted Brian saying, I'm changing it to Christian Mahogany. in which it's very close between them, but we wanted to throw another guy in the mix.
Okay.
But I really like Christian Mahogany as well.
Yeah, so we're pretty similar on him then, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where the smiles I wasn't party to is come from.
Then executive is like, no, we need a bit of change up a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
but yeah, some more agreement.
Yeah, I really like Mahogany. I think he's a great guy on the interior.
Lovely stuff. Stu, I guess continue. Who have you got at your number four?
This time it's another Christian, but it's Christian Haynes from Connecticut. He is my next guy up. I think he is a really clever football player. He's been a team captain at Connecticut. He's a four-year starter. He has a really powerful upper body profile. He's somebody who I think on a snap-to-snap basis is really consistent. There's not much variance in his play. You know, you don't seem to get the highs maybe, but not the lows that you get with some other players as well. He's another one who can wipe out defenders when he pulls in the running game. He loves to get out there and meet opponents head on. You mentioned Owen about with Mahogany. I think he's a little bit more patient. He's not quite as keen to just seek and destroy. He's a bit more of a thinker about what he's going to do there. He's also really capable in pass protection as well as in the running game. I think he's more than a capable pass blocker. He's sometimes a little bit grabby for me. He does give away some fouls. He tends to be a bit hands-on and whatnot. But for me, I really like Christian Haynes, and I think he's going to be a really good guard for whoever picks him. I think he's a guard. That's where he's going to play, and that's where he's going to excel.
Yeah, number four for me as well. I really like Christian Haynes too, from UConn. 6'3", 317 pounds. Tough, physical, athletic, high motor as well. I think he's really advanced in his play recognition and his intelligence before the snap. Explosive burst and powerful leg drive. Can take on blocks and shed them with grippy hands and accurate placement. I didn't mind the grippy hands as such because I thought it showed up really well in the run game. And can navigate through traffic, get into the second level, especially on those screens, like you said, Stu, where he can read and block. And there's some of them where he gets all the way to the sideline before he makes his block. He's clearly got a really high motor and really good athleticism and fitness to him. Defenders just bounce off him when he gets a direct run on them. If he's running directly at them, they just bounce back and they really struggle to get anything on him. I think the weaknesses come from a bit of lack of length where he's struggling. Yeah. He's going to be struggled if he's left on an island. But again, that's why he's a guard. And I think most of the weaknesses come from that lack of arm length, which is 33 and a half. So it's not the worst, but it's not great either. It just limits his range. And I felt like he could play over his toes sometimes because of that, where he's trying to make up for it and needs to play more you know, chest out rather than head forward.
I think we can say that for a lot of these guys, though, can't we? The guys on the interior, I think, because they sometimes do have that short arms, and that's why they're playing on the interior. There is a bit of a lean balance issue with quite a few of these guys, but I think it's something that can clean up a little bit as they get more experienced.
Yeah, but really, if you can get him in a zone scheme, I think he will be a real as a second round pick. I wouldn't mind it at all. I'm wondering if we might go 5 for 5 here, Stu, but you know, take away Chris Cooper B, because I did like Christian Mahogany.
Yeah, you last minute.
We must have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much isn't exact though.
No, I'm not sure we've ever gone bang on 5 for 5.
Yeah,
not yet.
But but yeah, you're pretty much in sync now. So all right, give us everybody's number three.
Okay, so that'll be Zach Frazier from West Virginia, who is a center prospect. He's 6'3", 313. So on the light side, a former state wrestling champion, and that absolutely shows in his play. He is an absolute bruiser. Just a natural understanding for leverage. And I feel pretty similar about Zach Frazier as I did about Tyler Linderbaum a couple of years ago, who's gone on to be really good with the Baltimore Ravens. The traits that you need to win at center do translate from wrestling, and say that shows. There's a bunch of ex-wrestlers, isn't there? I'm trying to think of the others, but there's a bunch of them that now play center. Was Creed Humphrey a wrestler as well?
He was, yeah.
Just that squatty base and the strong anchor, then the strong base allows him to generate power through his upper body while not really having to do much with his lower half to kind of generate that power through it. He just has the upper body strength to overcome these guys without having to drive too hard. But when he does, then, you know, watch out. He keeps defenders at the bay and pass protection as well. Impressive strength profile to drive defenders back. Get him in a gap or a zone scheme and he'll be an absolute asset as a run blocker, I think. Shows intelligence and anticipation to create lanes. Awareness as well to get to the second level and take on the right block, I thought was really good. He doesn't have elite athleticism or burst, and he can be a bit late understanding when the guard needed help next to him, especially when trying to spot double teams. And because of that wrestling background, I felt like he could be baited into a bit of a punch up sometimes, and he needs to stay more disciplined. But you talk about traits, he's got it to be a long time center.
Yeah, I think he is that classic center player, isn't he? He's got good awareness of what's going on. I think he understands how defenses are going to play, and he does. Yeah, sometimes maybe not when someone's engaged in that kind of hand fight, but pre-snap he can see, he can pick things up quite quickly. He's got good instincts for the position. He's got a really strong initial punch that, and he can stun defenders with that punch as well. He's really powerful. He's a big, wide guy, but he drives quite well through his legs as well when he has to. But at times can hug a little bit, which again is something that you don't want to see people doing. He sometimes sets his arms a little bit wide and people get into him, so he's kind of in that bear hug position. But for me, I think a really strong centre prospect. There's a lot of teams need centres at the moment, and there's going to be a few go here. I think that it's a good class if you're looking for that interior guy to be the linchpin of your offensive line for years to come. You see these good centre. If you've got a good centre, teams don't let them leave very often.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, number two, another agreement. Stu. Tell us, who's number two for us?
Yeah, so we're going back to the same position again. We're talking about centers. Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon is the next up on the on my list, and I'm guessing that's your number two as well, Owen. He is a really fierce competitor. He's mean. He's a nasty guy, and he's quite a big center as well. He's a really heavy-handed player. He's a tone setter for your offense. I think he moves reasonably fluidly for a guy his size. He is really disciplined in pass protection as well. I think he's going to be a guy that teams are going to absolutely love. And we do see these interior guys go early. And I think Jackson Powers Johnson has a potential to be the first interior offensive lineman off the board. He's done himself a world of good on the circuit leading up to it. He tested well. He seems to have been one of these guys who's got a really good attitude to the game as well. So for me, he come in at number two.
Yeah, attitude is the exact word which I was about to jump in on then, because he's played, spent 350 snaps in 2022 at guard, and then moved to centre. And then last year during the bowl game, he played some reps on the defensive line because they were struggling that much. So you talk about attitude. He's a player I think a lot of teams are going to buy into. I think he will be the first interior player off the board, or pure interior player anyway. But that versatility will help him. Dense frame, 6'3", 328, which he's added on year, which is good. He's shown development within his frame and still growing into it. Plays the game with the right mentality, ultra competitive and physical, enjoys the toughness of the sport, which you can tell. Really good burst for his size, but has overwhelming power and strength when needed. The explosive power, I would say, gives him a punchy technique when he's engaging with defenders. And the combination of athleticism and power means that he kind of has all the traits you want to deal with all different types of defenders who are going to be coming his way through the middle there. Notice his weaknesses. His snaps go a little bit wayward at times. Mm-hmm. He tends to snap to the right hand side. Now that could be what Bo Nix wanted. He just liked having it put there. But it's something that came up time and time.
There's
again.
A lot of good centers are rubbish at snapping.
Yeah, I mean,
Creed Humphrey is not a great snapper of a football.
Yeah, it's consistent, which made me think maybe Bo Nix just liked it, having it there rather than straight to him. But maybe it's just something you'll have to work out with his new QB when he gets drafted. Oh, but you're going to practice that anyway. And there's some lack of length as well, which shows up on some plays where their arm limitation just means that he's too much in a hurry to gain leverage and isn't the most flexible either. But a really good prospect who, you know, his floor starts in his ceiling starts in the teams where, you know, there's a lot of centers have been taken up in free agency. It seems like Miami thought might be interested and maybe aren't anymore. Jacksonville as well, but seemed like the Steelers. I think it would be hard for them to pass on a player like this.
Definitely. That's where his run might start. We might see him fall. It just depends what teams are wanting. But I wouldn't argue if he went in the teens.
Yeah.
Good. So yeah, sense is one of them positional values. Teams sort of put it differently. So, but yeah, he's probably going to be first rounders, which leave us with one, our consensus number one. Owen, I'll let you take the lead.
Thank you. It's Graham Barton from Duke, who has played an awful lot of tackle, but some will have him at guard, some will have him at centre. Who knows where he'll end up playing in the NFL? It won't be tackle. It'll be either guard or centre. But it really doesn't matter because this is a fairly unique prospect, I would say. His athleticism is fantastic. Excellent lateral movement. Footwork is insanely quick. He's just so quick off the snap. He has played some center early on at Duke. So he does have some, I couldn't really find much tape on it, I'll be honest, but it's on the report on his profile on the Duke website that he has taken some snaps at center. I think I would prefer him at guard, I'll be honest, because I like I think he's a really good, he can be an elite pulling guard, I think, if you get him in the right scheme. And in the run game, he's insane as a lead blocker when you put him there. And in running zones, he's just going to hit you so hard. He's got this, the hands are stubborn, they're sticky. When he grabs you, the power and the leg drive just drives defenders back. And he's extremely accurate as well. Very, very nuanced, very refined, very technical. He's got the physicality and toughness as well. I just don't think there is anything really to complain about, apart from there's a lack of length, but that's because he's been playing tackle when he's going to be an interior player. And the lack of length means that his strides can be a little shorter, but again, he's not going to have to be taking those deep passing sets because he's not going to be playing at tackle. I just really like Graham Barton.
Yeah, me too. He's my obviously my number one as well. And I think you've covered a lot of the points here about him. The things I've noted down is technique. He's a technician, mm-hmm. but he's got enough power as well. You sometimes find people might have the best technique but not be the strongest, yeah. or the strongest in their technique slapdash. He's a really nice combination of both, but he also has really good movement skills as well. I quite like him as a centre in that I think that he is intelligent. You need someone who really understands football in the centre, and he's big enough and strong enough to take on a nose tackle over that nose as well, because he has played tackle. He's got some of the size that maybe some of the other interior guys don't have. But I'm not going to complain if you play him at guard. Absolutely not. He's one of these players that if he'll have a quiet mm-hmm. 10-12 years in the NFL, and people won't really speak about Graham Barton. And then you'll speak to pros when they're retired. Who's the best football player you've played with, Graham Barton? He's that kind of guy for me. He's just going to go into a team. They're going to absolutely love Graham Barton. He's just going to do a job. And injuries permitting, if he stays fit and healthy, he's going to be on that team for a long time and have a great career. I really like Graham Barton. He is, to be honest, it wasn't very much of a debate who number one was for me. And we've talked about Jackson Powers-Johnson potentially being the first interior guy off on the draft, but he wasn't in question for number one for me. It was Graham Barton all day long.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's the control that he plays with. It's the control, it's the finesse, it's the refinement, while also keeping that mauler mentality. And everything's done in a controlled manner, but you can still have the physicality, the toughness, and the want to finish on every play. He's just a really good football player. He's got the athleticism, he's got the power profile. We'll see how high he goes, but he should be a first round player. He'll be a top 30 player on my big board at come the end of the draft season.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, guys. Well, you mentioned number six, someone's number nine. Throw out some of the names that you got up there that we should keep an eye out for.
Yeah, I'm interested in this because, Stu, you've clearly got BB to be down at number nine. I'm intrigued who you had to fill in the gaps. Muted.
Always muted. That's what should happen. Yeah, so yeah. The guy...
Not
the
guys often enough.
Yeah, I know. The guys in between, I can run through them, but there's a prospect I want to talk about after. So I had Bo Limmer at six, Van Pran at seven, and Zach Zinter at eight. Okay. But my guy further down, Hunter Nurzad from Penn State. He's an interior guy that I really liked. I think he's got really quick feet and above average lateral movement. I think he's a really cerebral player. He's got good frame, weight, technique. He understands angles and leverage really well. I think his pass protection is really what lets him down. He's a bit of a lungy player at that, but I think he could tie it up. He's someone, a name just to watch out for, I think could become a good, you know, a day three pick. But we see so many players who are picked in day three that end up having a good career as an offensive lineman. So Hunter Nurzad, I think is how you pronounce it, from Penn State. He's a guy I quite liked. So he was one that I was reasonably impressed when I was watching Penn State at times. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose there's a couple of names that I'm interested to see that you've got Bo Limmer that high, Stu. I wouldn't be far away. I'd have him at eight.
Okay.
He's one of those players that when you watch things, you listen to things, everyone seems to like Bo Limmer, and then he's going in fourth round in mock drafts. You think he's got a chance to go on day two because everyone seems to have him ranked fairly highly, but then he hasn't been spoken about enough.
I think him as nasty but sloppy. I think it's particularly in pass protection. I think he's a really nasty, you know, he's quick off the snap. He picks up blitz as well. But for me, it was a pass protection. I was almost in on him at five, if I'm honest, with some of his some of his play. I think he's a really good, but there was just that thing that were holding me back there with technique wise.
Yeah, Cedric Van Pran's probably someone to mention as well. It's a name that people will recognise. Not huge on him. He's extremely experienced and very intelligent, just a pure centre, but weighed in at under 300, which is worrying. He was 6'4", 298 at the combine.
And I don't think he's a strong 290.
Yeah, and there's a lack of strength on his, in his game as well. So it's difficult to boost him up because of that, but a natural football player. But yeah, you can't struggle. Your weakness can't be your strength profile, and then you'd be under 300 pounds, which has definitely knocked him down boards.
Lovely stuff. Thank you very much. Well, give the good folks a quick reminder of your top fives, or I guess your five and everybody's top four.
I went for Cooper Beebe at five, Christian Haynes at four, Zach Frazier at three, Jackson Powers-Johnson at two, and Graham Barton at one.
So we were almost the same until Owen decided to swap out. So I had Christian Mahogany at five, Christian Haynes at four, Zach Zinter from West Virginia at three, Oregon's Jackson Powers-Johnson at two, and Duke's Graham Barton at number one.
There we go. And that's it. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good class for the interior guys.
It's going to be deep. There's going to be a bunch of day three players here that you do developmental guys. I think it's a really good class, actually, especially when you pair guards and centers together. I think if you split them up, it'd be slightly more tricky. But when you pair them together, I think it's a fairly decent and deep class.
Good stuff. Well, there you go. Keep tuned. We've got our tackles coming up next. You just can't get enough of them. Everyone needs one. So keep an eye out for that. Obviously, check out the weeks before we've done the defensive tackles and the edge rushers. Again, can't get enough of them. And of course, we'll be coming to you with all sorts between now and the draft. But in the meantime, take it easy. Thank you very much for listening.